speaking. He speaks more English speaking. I told my young devotees next year is my English year. Which means I'm not speaking Hungarian. They have to learn how to speak English. They don't have to speak English. Today is, it's also end of third month of Chaturmasya, and then tomorrow we'll begin Kartik Vrata. There's much description of the month of Kartik in Shastra. Padma Purana has many, many chapters. Hey, Trivangalayas. Many, many chapters dedicated to it. And it's an extremely important, just like, for instance, the Muslims have their month of Ramadan. So in terms of importance, our Kartik Vrata for Gaudiya Vaishnavas is equally important and very beneficial, because on this month everyone gets 100 to 1,000 times benefit of their devotional activities. So that's why devotees take vows. Sometimes the vows may be very strict. It may be that someone just like eats just a little once a day. But the minimum vow is what Prabhupada gave us, which is, and that's common to everyone, is singing Damodarashtakam and offering a candle to Lord Damodar. If you don't do that, then there are different things, like you lose your wealth, you lose your house, you lose your family, you lose all kinds of things. So that's the minimum, and we see that that's what Prabhupada gave us. He at least gave us that minimum. And then at the last 5 days, then there can be some extra benefit to be gained. And devotees can take like vows, like chanting extra rounds, reading a chapter of Bhagavad Gita or a chapter of Bhagavatam, and then remember that everything has 100 times the benefit, spiritual benefit. So it's a very good, Prabhupada gives the example that sometimes in a store they have a sale, just like they have an after Christmas sale, and everything's discounted. So that's what Kartik month is Krishna discounts the effort you have to make for devotional service. So you get a 99% reduction. So you get 99% off. And so what before you had to give 100%, now with 1% you get the same result. Or now if you give 100%, then you get 100 times the result. It's a very, very good opportunity, and then today's a day for devotees to think of something. That Damodarashtaka, that everyone should really, and they'll feel the benefit, should really conscientiously try to follow. Coming, well, if you're here in your Brajadam, and you come and you offer to Radha Damodar, and or if you can't go to a temple, then do it at home and offer a lamb to the deity. That's like a must. And then other extra things can be done. There's there's a story of one woman who was very She's very cruel to her husband, unsatisfied with her husband, and she used to speak badly to him and everything, and she was always waiting for when she would actually be able to get a lover. And so, sure enough, material energy made the arrangement, and so they decided that they would elope. So she, in order to take all the husband's wealth, the lover, he was hiding in the forest waiting for her, and when her husband went to sleep, then she stabbed him, and she took all the money and all the wealth. But by the time she got there where her lover was, a tiger had already attacked him and killed him. So then she got a little enlightened. And she started to think how cruel I've been, how bad things I've done. And she wanted to reform herself. So she left and went to another town. And she went to, I think it's Kanyakubja, which is Kanauj. Same place as Ajamil used to live. And there he just arrived tomorrow morning, beginning of Kartik, and he saw these ladies, they were doing puja on the banks of the river. And she says, "What are you doing?" I says, "Oh, we're beginning the Kartik Rat, and we're worshipping Radha Damodar for the month of Kartik." And so she also did that. And she did the same rata. And at the end of the rata, then Vaikuntha Judas came from the spiritual world and took her back to Godhead. She became free from her sinful activities and she went back to Godhead. So it just shows the power of performing that Kartik rata. It's interesting how it's described. I don't remember which Purana it was in, but that the ladies, they were doing the puja together. And the men were doing their worship elsewhere. But everyone was doing this Kartik Vrata. Everyone was making a vow for the month of Kartik to do that. And particularly in, just like we're seeing in Damodar Ashtakam, then the worship of Radha Damodar is very important. Sanatana Goswami has a very beautiful Tika commentary on the Damodar Ashtakam, and in it he describes that this is actually a eternal song of glorification from the spiritual world that just manifests through this Satyavrata Muni. It's not a composition; it's an eternal song. And he gives many important instructions. But one is that particularly in this month, this is also called the month of Damodar. So it's called Kartik, it's called Ujravrata, it's called Damodar month. So it has many names. And the presiding deity of this month is Damodar. Not Damodar Vishnu, but Damodar Krishna, Radha Damodar. And that's why we worship Radha Damodar this month. Interesting that the original Radha Damodar was Rupa Goswami. He received a piece of marble like this. And so he knew that Jiva Goswami was his only disciple, initiated disciple. And he knew that Jiva Goswami wanted to worship the deity. So Rupa Goswami was also an artist. He carved a deity of Damodar for Jiva Goswami. And then he gave it to him. And that's how. And that was Damodar, Radha Damodar. He gave him Radha Damodar. And that's how Radha Damodar temple at that time then began. And so traditionally, this month, we worship Radha Damodar because on the Diwali day, that's when the pastime took place of Krishna breaking the churn and Mother Yashoda tying Krishna down. Although, as when we sing that song, we see that that's not Radha Damodar, that's Yashoda Damodar. So it's Yashoda Damodar, that's when Mother Yashoda ties down, and then there's Radha Damodar. And Radha Damodar is described, now I'm remembering, in Krishna Karnamrita, Vilva Mangal Thakur describes how Srimati Radharani with her glance ties down Krishna's waist, and then Krishnadas Kaviraj, he gives an explanation of that verse. So that's Radha Damodar, when Krishna becomes tied down by Srimati Radharani. But in either case, the whole conception is that God comes under the control of his devotee through love. Whether it's the love of his mother, whether it's the love of the gopis, whether it's the love of the cowherd boys. With love, you can tie him down. But otherwise, he's beyond everyone's reach. And the month of Kartik is the month where we can actually develop our love for Krishna. It's a special opportunity for that. Here, you see little Radha Shyamasundar. I don't know if devotees in England know where little Krishna comes from, but one day, Bajahari came to me when he was managing the restaurant, and construction worker had come into the restaurant and told him that they bulldozed an old building down and they dug up the foundation, and in the foundation they found Krishna. Don't you remember, Prana? For years I had him in London. And he was all black. I mean, he was pitch black. And so he said, "Well, you're Hare Krishna. This looks like Krishna, so I brought him here." And that's how he came. He was like somewhere in the ground in London. But because there was no need for him there, I brought him here. And today is also Ras Purnima. It's Purnima, it's full moon. And on that full moon, when Krishna remembers that earlier on means actually last year, in the month of December, in the month of Magh, young gopis, they came and they were following another vrata. They were following the Katyayani vrata, which is the following month that comes after that. And they were worshipping Katyayani, who's a form of Yogamaya or Durga, in order to get a husband, and they all wanted Krishna as their husband. Katyayani Mahamayi Mahayogi Nadishwari Nanda Sutta Patingevi Patime Kurute Namaha. They were saying this prayer. And every day they would, in the winter, in December, they would go and swim early in the morning in the Jamuna. And they would fast. They would only eat once a day. They would just eat Havisha. They did that, and on the last day, they invited all the other gopis. These are young gopis. They're little, they're like 8, 9 years old. And they invited the other older gopis, Srimati Radha and everything, and then what we read about in Krishna book and Srimad Bhagavatam is what happens on that last day, and then Krishna steals their clothes. He takes some cowherd boys with him. Cowherd boys he takes with him are very young, they're 2-3 years old. So 2-3 years old, you don't know whether someone's dressed or undressed, it doesn't make any difference. He didn't take any of the older boys, he just took little boys with him. And he stole the clothes, and then he gave them back their clothes and promised them that he would accept them as that their desire would be fulfilled. And then when he saw this moon, then he became very inspired. And he started to play the flute. And by playing the flute, he is calling all the different gopis. And they all left. It is sort of the beginning of Kartik, and then of course also end of Kartik. The last is also Purnima, is what it ends with. It also indicates the whole principle of real surrender. Are you willing to leave everything behind when Krishna calls? And so Krishna was playing the flute, and they just left. And they left, they went out into the forest, and then began the rasa dance. What we call rasa dance, we usually think of the dancing as rasa dance, but rasa dance is actually a series of events. It means bathing, picnicking, walking in forest, singing songs, dancing, exchanging riddles. This is all part of a rasa dance festival. It's not just about dancing. And then in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami gives a rough, a basic explanation. He doesn't get into much detail. But even at a certain point, when the detail gets a little too much, because the rest of the people who were there were mostly all yogis. Yogis, gyanis, there weren't many bhaktas. Pure devotees there. So they didn't really understand. They didn't understand how Bhagavan can indulge in this way with other men's wives. And so at one point Parikshit Maharaj sort of interrupted Shukadeva Goswami. He realized that he was starting to go beyond the understanding of the audience. So he just stopped and then changed the subject matter. Explained a little how it was possible that Krishna, how he is the emblem of all religion, how it is that he does so-called irreligious things, such as dancing alone with others' wives. And then after that, he finished. So it's the 5 chapters that deal with that aspect of Srimad Bhagavatam are considered to be the real essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. But at the same time, they're very confidential and they're meant to be understood by those who are pure in heart. So what is the purity? The purity, Shukadeva Goswami says towards the end that Vikriditam Rajabhuvir Yamcha Vishnu. So that one has to really have Shunyad Shradavan. One has to be able to hear with great faith that he has no doubt in the transcendental nature of Krishna's activities. Bhakti Param Labdhati. Ridroga Kama Ashu. And if someone hears these pastimes like that, Achirena Dhira, Ridroga Ashu, the disease of the heart disappears very, very quickly. Achirena Dhira. So Srila Prabhupada, in different places, he says one should not actually hear about these things if one is not qualified, because there are so many materialistic people who make money out of narrating these things, who make money out of depicting them in pictures, movies, and so many other things. On the other hand, if you really want to become free from the impurity of lust within the heart, this is the way to do it. But one has to have the proper faith. One has to know that Krishna is tu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. One has to have full faith, just like Narottam Das Thakur says, Gaurangira Sangamagya Nitya Siddha. Just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates are Nitya Siddha, but these are not gurus. These are Krishna's internal potency. They're Krishna's eternal associates. This is not some kind of romantic affair, but it's the ultimate expression of love of God. So if one has those, that faith, that conviction, then hearing about these things really works. Never had to. Nichmegas are harmonium magashitoya. Gopati, this is one. Yeah. Oh boy. I'm just going to chant a little and then go. I've not been here before for this program. I've never seen the deity. First time for me.